This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved the extension of one-time special package on diammonium phosphate DAP fertilizers beyond the nutrient-based subsidy at 3,500 rupees per metric tons. It has approved the proposal of the Department of Fertilizers for the extension of the special package from today till further orders to ensure sustainable availability of DAP at affordable prices to the farmers. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the farmers will continue to get DAP at 1,350 rupees per bag of 50 kilograms. He said the extra burden will be borne by the union government. The union cabinet has approved the continuation of the PM Fasal Bima Yojana and restructured weather-based crop insurance scheme till 2025-26. Briefing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the overall outlay of the scheme has been increased to 69,515 crore rupees. He said, under the scheme, 88% of insured farmers are small and marginal farmers. Mr. Vaishnav added that 57% of insured farmers are from OBC, SC and ST. The minister said that in the last 8 years, claims of 1,70,000 crore rupees have been given to farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said the first cabinet meeting of 2025 was dedicated to farmers. The government has launched the One Nation, One Subscription ONOS scheme starting today. This initiative aims to provide seamless access to a wide range of digital knowledge resources, including research papers, journals, and academic content under a single subscription platform. The scheme is expected to benefit students, researchers and institutions across the country by eliminating multiple subscription barriers and ensuring equitable access to knowledge. The Ministry of Defence has declared 2025 as the year of reforms in order to give impetus to the ongoing and future reforms in the defence sector. On the eve of the new year, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired a crucial meeting with all secretaries of the Ministry of Defence to review the progress on various key schemes, projects and reforms. He exuded confidence that the year of reforms will be a momentous step in the modernization journey of the armed forces. He said it will lay the foundation for unprecedented advancements in the country's defense preparedness. The Indian Navy is set to commission 3 indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Vagsir, on the 15th of this month at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Commissioning of these 3 combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defence self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to the nation on the occasion of New Year 2025. In a social media post, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their commitment to work together for creating a brighter, more inclusive and sustainable future for India and the world. The Vice President described 2025 as a momentous juncture in the country's republic journey. Wishing citizens wonderful health and prosperity in the new year, the Prime Minister expressed hope that the year would bring new opportunities, success and endless joy to the lives of everyone. India and Pakistan today exchanged the lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that India has shared the names of 381 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen in its custody who are Pakistani or are believed to be Pakistani. Pakistan has shared names of 49 civilian prisoners and 217 fishermen in its custody. India has called for early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. India and Pakistan today exchanged the list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the Agreement on the Prohibition of Attack Against Nuclear Installations and Facilities between both countries. In the Hockey India League, Shahjirar Bengal Tigers will clash with Team Ganasika at Rourkela in Odisha today. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.